Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 19th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is National Garlic Day. Garlic has been a valued plant for over 7,000 years, making it one of the oldest cultivated vegetables. Originating from Central Asia, garlic was highly appreciated for both its medicinal properties and culinary uses. Ancient civilizations, including the Egyptians, who fed garlic to the pyramid builders, recognized its health benefits, which they believed increased strength and offered disease protection. Today, garlic continues to be esteemed, often used as an herbal supplement to support heart health, manage cholesterol, and even boost immunity. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect southwest swell to slowly taper off throughout the day on Friday, with average breaks in South County in the waist to shoulder high range and good spots up around head high. Onshore wind builds in the afternoon but looks manageable for many areas before dropping back off in the evening. Refreshed southwest swell is expected for the weekend, with average breaks waist to occasional chest high and decent summer exposures going shoulder high. Focal points of mainly South County stay in the head high range. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking good and clean at 2 to 4 feet until 11. Then fair until noon. After that, it's looking choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3.5-foot incoming tide, when the southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the onshore wind is only 2 miles per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 4 feet just after 7:30 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 57 degrees with 2 mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:12. It looks like we're in for some clouds to start the day. Then it will gradually becoming sunny with a high near 68 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Looking ahead in the weather. This weekend starts mostly cloudy on Saturday, then gradually becomes sunny with a high near 68. Sunday will be mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 71. Next week starts with patchy fog Monday morning, then turns partly sunny with a high near 68. Mostly cloudy skies are expected for Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Goldfish, the live electronic DJ duo formed in 2006 by David Poole and Dominic Peters in Cape Town, South Africa, have made a significant impact on the global music scene. Known for blending dance beats with jazz elements through live instruments like saxophone, upright bass, and keyboards, the pair emphasizes an organic, energetic feel in their music. They aim to create a joyful and immersive experience, encapsulating the spirit of musical escapism and positivity. After a successful 7-year residency at Paca Ibiza, Goldfish now reside in San Diego, continuing to innovate and entertain with their unique sound. You can catch them at Beach House on May 4th. Now on to sports. The NHL has approved the relocation of the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City after frustrations over the inability to secure a long-term arena solution in Arizona. The team, purchased by Ryan and Ashley Smith of Smith Entertainment Group for just over $1 billion, will start the next season in Utah as a new franchise. This move marks a significant shift for the Coyotes, who have struggled with instability in Arizona. The new Utah-based team will play at the Delta Center and aims to enhance the local entertainment district, supported by state funding and a vibrant community ready to embrace NHL hockey. Last night in local sports, the Kings at home beat the Blackhawks 5-4. And tonight, the Padres are back at home to take on the Blue Jays. In top news, NASA has confirmed that the object that damaged a house in Naples, Florida, was a stanchion from a battery pack released from the International Space Station. This incident has sparked significant legal and policy discussions as the homeowner navigates through the complexities of space law to seek compensation for damages. The event underscores the challenges of managing space debris and highlights the potential risks to people and property on Earth. It also brings into question the adequacy of current laws and international agreements regarding liability and damage caused by space activities. In business news, Netflix has reported a 15% increase in revenue for the first quarter of 2024, totaling over $9 billion. And announced significant changes in how it will report its performance metrics. As the streaming giant moves away from reporting membership numbers, citing the complexity introduced by new revenue streams like advertising and extra member features, it will focus on revenue, operating margin, and engagement metrics. Additionally, the crackdown on password sharing, which began in May 2023, has reportedly contributed to a notable increase in subscribers, adding 9.5 million new members in the quarter. Netflix's operating margin also saw a 7% year-over-year growth, reaching 28%. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $62,000. Ethereum is at $3,000. And Solana is $138. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study using the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument, otherwise known as DESI, suggests that dark energy may not be as constant as previously thought. This challenges the conventional model, which posits that dark energy, driving the universe's expansion, remains unchanged over time. DESI's observations, particularly of baryon acoustic oscillations, indicate potential variations in dark energy's strength. While these findings are preliminary, they hint at the possibility of evolving dark energy, potentially reshaping our understanding of the cosmos. This revelation comes as part of broader efforts to refine cosmological models, with new data anticipated from upcoming large-scale sky surveys. And in entertainment news, Speaking of, Pearl Jam has released their 12th studio album, Dark Matter, marking a return to the band's heavier rock roots after their 2020 experimental album, Gigaton. Produced by Andrew Watt, Dark Matter features 11 robust tracks, including hits like Wreckage and the chart-topping title track. The album was developed swiftly over 3 weeks at Shangri-La Studios in Malibu, reflecting a vigorous and intense creative process. Eddie Vedder, emphasizing the album's impact, suggests playing it really loud. Following the release, Pearl Jam is set to embark on a global tour, bringing their latest work to fans around the world. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.